It's 87 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Anthony Lawson and Catherine Vernon. Anthony is the director of Edward Albee's award-winning play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, opening tomorrow night at the Red Barn Theater at 7:30. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Great to have you. This is, of course, an exciting play to have in our town at the Red Barn Theater. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is very different than what we're used to a lot of the time, which are musicals. And this is a really serious, deep delving play, but of course it's also got its light moments. Let's start with Anthony. Anthony's the director of the show, and he has a four-person cast.
Yes.
Why don't you give folks in our listening audience some feel for what is the show about, for anyone who hasn't seen it before?
It's watching two couples throughout a night and all the dysfunction that happens with a seemingly normal household, basically. George and Martha have some guests unexpected to George, and there's a lot of drinking, and there's a lot of yelling, and there's a lot of just revealing people's true faces.
And Catherine Vernon is playing the part of Martha. And one of the things I've read about this play, Martha and George, that's the name of George Washington and Martha Washington, the first couple, which is so, I don't know, you could go so many places with that. We won't do that right now, but you're playing Martha. Tell us about creating that character, because she is a complex character with a lot going on inside of her.
she's kind of amazing. Definitely one of the hardest roles I've ever taken on. She is a smart, frustrated woman who doesn't really have much outlet for all of those smarts and all of that frustration, and so it comes out in a sort of ugly monster. She has a ball all the time until she doesn't have a ball.
And if she's not having a ball, nobody's having a ball.
There is no mouse in Martha. Mm-hmm. Martha ate the mouse and the lion and a couple of elephants.
Right. The thing that's interesting, though, is that she's not a character that's so wild and weird that she's not people we know.
No.
I mean, she's not outside the realm of human experience, in other words. So could you dig inside of yourself and find pieces of her?
Absolutely. I mean, she is, you know, I can find touch points with her. I mean, we're similar age. I'm loud. She's loud. I'm having to control my voice. But, you know, you can see a couple of wrong turns in life for a particular woman, a couple of wrong turns, a couple of wrong decisions, and suddenly you're trapped in this world. And you can see where that darkness and that all of that energy and love and smarts gets twisted into something grotesque. Not that Martha is a grotesque, but there is something twisted and knotted up inside of her that comes out in ugly behavior.
I mean, now, a lot of this play centers around the relationship between George and Martha. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
How much of the problems do you think are generated and fed and by that relationship? That relationship is so interesting.
That's everything.
There's so much contempt between the two, and yet they're so like woven and wrapped and tied, and
it is. They are I believe that they are the only people for each other, and also the worst people for each other. And that intertwining leads to a lot of the dysfunction. But I think the dysfunction to them feels functional. Hmm. I don't. It's normal. It's their way. It's not. There's not. I don't know how to articulate.
Well, it's hard. It's because it's so true. It's so real.
Well, I mean, we've all seen relationships where the only way they can be happy is by being terrible to each other, but that's what makes them happy. Right. I'm not even talking, you know, physical, but it's still an abusive relationship. But that's like, if they were nice to each other, they would have been divorced in no time. They don't know how to be nice, but they know how to play games.
They also enjoy each other. I mean, there's so many great moments in the show where they'll say just horrific things to each other, and then laugh in absolute glee and joy at this horrible exchange.
And
they
it
just
is
had.
Okay to laugh.
Yes,
you know,
it's very
not
funny.
Just like for the audiences hear this title and they think, oh yeah, it's this dark, gritty play and everything. It's funny. Mm. Even if you're just uncomfortable, go ahead, laugh. It's all
it's
right.
It's sad and funny. It's
yeah.
So what we have is we have Martha, which is Catherine Vernon playing that part, and then George, which is being played by Ron Hassan.
Mm-hmm.
So excited to see that. And then we also have the young couple who is there for dinner. And this is Nick and Honey, Hal Kosick and Maria Katsadoros.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
thank you. Now, tell me about how they're playing into this dysfunctional relationship between the older couple.
Okay. They are. I don't want to say anything because it can make it sound like I'm looking down on those characters. They're very important, but to George and Martha, if they weren't there, they would find a way of attacking each other. But they're pieces in their game.
So much
that
more
they can
fun
use.
With an audience.
Yes, they can use to an extent. You can kind of see how the couple might one day become George and Martha, but you don't know. You know, it's like, do these young people have the same problems that a couple that's been together has? But George and Martha get to use these things as little, basically pawns in their little game that they can play against each other.
Right. So the play is an emotional. It's emotionally exhausting for the actors. Mm-hmm. It's definitely an emotional experience for the audience. I would say it's not crucifying the audience.
No.
Or you know, it's not that hard. It's actually quite interesting.
Yeah, I'd say cathartic.
Cathartic. Yeah. To see these characters, especially when you realize you may know them, and actually you may be one of them. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
You might not leave grinning, but you'll definitely leave talking.
Yeah.
You know, I think you'd want to talk with someone about what you just saw.
Yeah.
Opens tomorrow night. It runs July 9th through the 26th. Playing on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 3 o'clock.
Correct.
Find out more at thalian.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 1206 Coastline is next.